Welcome to the podcast of Mosaic Church, celebrating diversity within community.
Matthew 5, and we're going to read through verse 16, but I'm going to read the first part of it again. Because what I fear is that sometimes if we don't ground ourselves or orient ourselves on the Beatitudes, that the rest of it seems like, oh man, this is a drag, or this is heavy, or this is like a place I can't ever get to. And now here is Jesus, God, in the form of human flesh, like kind of speaking these words, and I can't get there. Like he's saying, I've heard you say that if you commit adultery, you know, that's against the Ten Commandments. You shouldn't do that. And you're like, yes. And then Jesus said, but I'm telling you, if you ever looked at a woman lustfully with your eyes, that you commit adultery. You're like, oh, dang it. Yeah. You know, you heard it say that you're not supposed to kill anybody. And you're like, all right, I haven't done it. And then Jesus comes in and says, well, if you have even been angry at your brother, that's just as bad. And you're like, and sometimes we can get mired into that thing and forget that he starts this whole discourse out with blessing. Blessing for those of us who couldn't live up, right? Blessing for the outcast. Blessing for, so we will orient ourselves with that each time. So when Matthew 5:1, when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountainside, he sat down. His disciples came to him and he began to teach them. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it? You are the light of the world. A town on a town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light so shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Jesus, would you take your words and bring them off the pages of this book? And God, would they be real in our hearts this morning? We pray. Amen. Just a couple of quick things. You guys got the charismatic version this morning. Church I grew up in, we'd sing for 45 minutes. And my dad would, we'd be on time as long as we made it before preaching. So that would kind of give you guys an idea of how late we were to church pretty often. And so Jews already come up to me this morning and say, Papa, are you still talking? And how long are you talking? We only got four verses. And they all drive home the same point. And it's this, really this one thing. We'll flesh it out a little bit. But it really is this one thing. If we look at the words of Jesus, knowing that he's already called us blessed when we can't measure up, when we're meek and when we mourn and when all these things are wrong, when all these things mean that we aren't good enough, all that means is that we just come to the end of our rope where we just have to rely on God. And coming right out of that, he starts out by saying, you are, not you should, or you ought to be, but you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. There is nothing that you can do to be the salt of the earth. Jesus says it right here. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. We are plan A through Z of how the earth is going to know about Jesus. Once he ascended and he gave us the task, Now it's on us. And he says, you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. So when you're feeling less than worth it, when you're feeling more of the mourning and the sorrowing and the meek and all the negative stuff, or when you're just feeling like I don't live up because I've blown it, remember, hear these words of Jesus. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. There's nothing that you can do to become that. Jesus said, that's how I've created you. You are that. It's who we already are. Now let's talk about a couple of things that Jesus does bring up. He says, you are the salt of the earth. So there's no reason trying to make yourself more salty. Like, how can you do that, right? We're going to get to one aspect of that here in just a sec, but there's no way that you can take 2 grains of salt and make them more saltier, right? They just are what they are. We are what we are. We can't go and be more of fryer than God has created me to be. In fact, how many of us have ever run across somebody who was trying to be more than they really were? It's usually disingenuous. I worked with somebody, I'm not going to say past, present, or future, because it may be present, it may not be, it may be past, but, and they were a believer, and they just constantly just, and it was just like, I don't know that, I think you're just trying to convince yourself as you're talking, because it's coming across as real disingenuous, and I know I've done that, like, it's like, man, I'm blowing it, now I'm around these, like, not right now, where I've done that in my life. We can't be more, we can't get more Jesus than he's already given us, right? So all we got is what we got. And we just got to trust the Holy Spirit uses that in the way that he uses it. And that's good news. That's not bummer news. That's news that actually frees us up to say, I can just be who God created me to be. I don't have to be a good speaker. I don't have to be the best strategizer. I don't have to have my, I don't have to be the funniest. Or the one, I don't show lots of emotion. That's just who I am. And if I got up here and pulled a Jimmy Swagger, right, and just started like weeping, like my granddad would, like he would cry in the middle of a sermon and you knew it was him. If I started doing that, you'd be like, man, Friar's just faking that just to get in this response. Like I can just be me. I don't have to, you know, and you can just be you. You don't have to, you can just be who you are. We understand that. I don't have to flesh that out anymore. Like we can just be who we are. And that is so freeing. To know that we don't have to, I don't have to be Peter or Paul, James or Jesus. That, I thought that was coming to those speakers. I said, how in the world is that happening? But we don't have, we can be just who we are, right? And God, through his Holy Spirit, uses that. So, again, it goes back to that song, You Are My Strength, like, we have to trust that the Holy Spirit is going to actually use what we have to do something. Let's think about it grander. As Mosaic Church, we can't be younger, right? We can't be hipper, because we're already there, let's be honest, right? We can't. There's a lot of stuff we can't be. We can just be who we are corporately. Like we come together, a bunch of individuals being who we are, and we just be who we are corporately and trust that the Holy Spirit can do something with that. That's freeing as a church. That doesn't mean you say, well, if you can change that a lot, right? Like you can say, well, we can take that further and say, well, if God wanted me to be a guy who cut my grass, then he would just make me, and we could have like the most unkempt yard, right? We could just, God want me to be a dude who took a shower, then he would just have made me, whatever. I mean, you can take that. I mean, I'm trying to be very obvious here. You can take that and like make excuses to not ever do anything, but it also is freeing to say, I can just be who I am. We can just be who we are. And God, through his Holy Spirit, can use that. And it's awesome. Here's the thing about salt. It's got a couple different qualities. Back when Jesus was talking, the qualities were more of preservation, That type of thing of meat. Ours is more flavoring now. We don't use it quite as much in the preservation side of things. Both make the same point, though. What good is it if it's not on what it's supposed to be on? If your green beans have no flavor and the salt shaker is right there, it's doing your green beans no good, right? Well, okay, we're talking about salt, though, Willie, not ham hocks, okay? Or fat bag, right? But what good is it if it's right over there? It has to be, like, that was the key. Both these things. If we think about the light text, I'm not going to bring the same thing up again when we talk about light, but we think about light. What good is it if I turn on a flashlight in this room? Zero good. You would think your neighbor was pretty weird if they walked outside with a spotlight in the middle of the day, shining at the ground, looking for a screw they lost. That would not be smart. Yesterday, I lost a screw in the grass for this trampoline that I could not throw in the ground like Narnia and just grow a new one. I'm looking. If I shine a flashlight, it's not going to help me any. Where's the flashlight needed? At night, when it's dark, in the dark room, in the dark. We can't collect all our flashlights in one place and call it a day and say this is good. It's got to go where it's useful. And having said that, one thing I would like to point out in this salt and light text is Jesus calls us the salt, right? Not the salt applier. I don't know how they put it on stuff back then. We would call the shaker. We're not the shaker. And sometimes we have seen ourselves as the shaker. We're like, well, here's a guy who needs some salt because he is lost. And we're just going to just dump it all on him, right? Who's the shaker? Jesus. We can just be the salt. God has made us to be light in darkness. Not a flashlight in a brightly lit room, but a light in a dark world. And we know that it's dark. We just saw in the news yesterday, 50 people now. They don't believe what I believe. But 50 people that God created in his image. We're led astray by religion and now they're worshiping in a different point, right? Just murdered while they're worshiping. I was telling Willie, like, we've seen it too much in spaces of worship. We've seen it in churches and a Jewish center. I don't think it was a synagogue, but I know it was like a Jewish center. And now in some mosque, and there was a Sikh temple, I think, out in California where this happened. And we know about the school stuff. It's like we know that there's a dark world. Yeah. Yeah, that was one of the churches. And we know it's a dark world. And it needs light. And it needs the salt. But we can't improve upon what God has already done. So as we kind of wrap it up, Jude, say amen? Okay. Or just say what? Either one. What I want us to just be honest about is a lot of times when we read this text, it kind of, in my past, let me tell you this, in my past, my experience, when people have read this text, a lot of folks can get like, yes, I can go out into the dark, which is where I want to go anyway. I really didn't want to be in here to begin with. And have become so assimilated into the culture that they're like the salt that's lost its saltiness. Or like a turned off flashlight in a dark room, right? Like it's not good for anything other than be thrown out. And we know that one well, right? Like that's the one that we talk about a lot. But there's another side of that. We can become so segregated amongst ourselves and just say, well, we don't want to get assimilated into that. And so the opposite, you know, is like we just kind of make sure that we kind of guard. And that's wrong, too. That is just as much sin. We know about the guy who goes out into the world and becomes an alcoholic, right? Because he's hanging out in the bars all the time. And we'll say, well, that guy blew it and he missed the mark. But we don't ever say anything about the preacher or the elder or the Sunday school teacher who doesn't know any lost friends, who doesn't know any lost people. That's just as much sin. Like Jesus said, you are the light of the world. city on the hill. It can't be hidden. Like, we can't change it. So let's just go out there and do the good that we're supposed to do. And in doing so, what's going to happen? He said, people will see that, will see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. And the good news is, as we started all this out and saying how much we had to rely on the Holy Spirit, tell you what, where you can and can't go, right? There's some places that wouldn't be smart for Friar to go into and to live my life amongst a group of people because, you know, it may be, I have a really good friend who struggles with addiction, and going into certain places would not be good for him. We have discernment. We have the Holy Spirit who can lead us and guide us. There's plenty of places that we can be, right? There are plenty of darkness in my neighborhood. There's plenty of people in my neighborhood right now who are just waking up, have no mind to worship Jesus. It's good for them just to make it Monday through Saturday and get to the wake up late on Sunday and never think a thing about their Creator. And I want them to know their Creator. There's plenty of darkness everywhere that we go. And our job is to be light in that darkness. Our job is to be salt where it is necessary. And I'll trust that God can take what we have and use it to accomplish His purpose. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It's no longer good for anything except to be trampled, to thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and then put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. And in that same way, let your light so shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. God, you have, let's pray. God, you have been more than gracious in our lives. You call us salt, and a lot of times we haven't been very salty. And other times, God, you poured us right out where you needed us, and we've seen your faithfulness. God, you've called us light of the world, and we blow it a lot, and yet you still call us light of the world. You still cover our mistakes. And through a gracious miracle, allow mercy to flow through those situations where people still see you even in light of our mistakes. And we're thankful, God. We do not understand it. We don't get it. It makes a lot more sense if we could just live a perfect life and people can see that and say, oh, that's how you're supposed to do it. And we can't. You lived that perfect life for us. So God, would you give us encouragement through this text? Would you give us conviction where we need to move? God, would you give us conviction where we need to stay? God, more than anything, as we spend time as a body praying, initially over these next 40 days, but prayerfully a lot longer than that, God, would you give us a conviction in those places in our life that we really don't want you to be in? God, would you instill in us a desire for you? God, where that's lacking, would you remind us of how good and faithful you've been in our lives, that we may see that, remember that, realize the error that we've been in by not wanting your goodness in all aspects of our life? God, may you be the thing that we seek after and that we search after more than anything else. God, we like comfort, but may we seek you more than comfort. And God, we like stability. But may we seek you more than stability. And God, we want safety. But may we seek you more than that. God, as we come to the table this morning, would you continue to, through your Holy Spirit, move our hearts close to each other, but closer to you, God. We pray in your name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. If you would like more information, please visit us at www.mosaiceasley.org.